Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Houston, and welcome into the program. Alongside Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham. As we count you down to Game 1 of the World Series, we're right across the street from Minute Maid Park at a way out Bell Bonds in the corner of Congress and Crawford. What a spot for to count down to first pitch between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. The Astros looking for their second World Series title in the last 3 years.
I am quite confident I could throw a football and hit the building from here multiple times without being sore tomorrow. That's how close we are. Also, we're obviously in the parking lot of a way out Bell Bonds, but Mark Thering, attorney at law, it's also he's got the second deck here. He owns Texas Axe Throwing as well. So if that's a little free Friday night, a little free Saturday or something, hell, any kind of weeknight, slide through Texas Axe Throwing. Check them out online at www.texasaxe.com. We greatly appreciate these guys. Look, you've been in the sporting world long enough, man. These spots right here, brother, are extremely valuable. And for us to be able to put our tents up and park our ass right here and talk a little Astros and talk a little Texans doesn't come around every single day. So we're lucky to be here, no doubt.
No question about it. And think about it. This is the World Series. This isn't like, you know, opening day, which is a great day in itself, or it's not, you know, game 132 where you're just playing a random team. This
right.
is the World Series, and we're actually here at Ground Zero at our way out Bell's Bonds, and we're having the ability to talk to the people about these Astros, talk to them about the Texans and whatever is going on in the world of sports. So I'm excited about it, man.
I'm going to let y'all do all that talking. I'm just going to soak up this party that's fixing to happen. They're fixing to have a party in the streets down here by Minute Maid, and I can't wait to soak up a little bit of it.
Yeah, come on, hang out with us. We have a lot of giveaways. We have everything that you'd want to do right before first pitch of a first game of the World Series. Like Wade said, it's game one of the World Series, and we're right across the street from the ballpark. And you know, the ALCS, the Astros beat the Yankees in six games, and you heard the, you know, two heavyweights going toe-to-toe, you know, exchanging punches. Yankees got ahead of the Astros in game one. They blew them out, quite frankly, 7-0. The Astros responded with a game two walk-off from Carlos Correa. They go to the Bronx. They win the first two games there. You know, the Yankees got Verlander in that game five, but the Astros come back in a bullpen day and get the job done. Jose Altuve, one of the most heroic moments in Houston sports history. But this is another heavyweight battle. Like, nobody needs to be sleeping on the Nationals. Yes, you got by the prestigious franchise of the New York Yankees. You got by the Pinstripes. You got by the Bronx. But I'm looking at this pitching that the Nationals have with Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg. We talked even about Sanchez, who threw a one-hitter in the NLCS. This is a team that is loaded, an unbelievable rotation, and a heavyweight matchup tonight on the mound with Gerrit Cole against Max Scherzer.
I mean, which direction do you want to look, take a look at this matchup, man? I mean, it's ridiculous any way you look at it. Here's what it boils down to. You got one team that expected to be here, that the entire nation expected to be here in the Houston Astros, and you got the Washington Nationals who found a way to get through, to sneak through that wild card game. Got to have a little bit of luck along the way, right, to make that run. And they're the team that, although they swept the last CS, right, they weren't expected to be here. Great mm-hmm. pitching, but they weren't expected to be here. So you've got a team, again, that's locked and loaded, and everything they've done throughout the year was in the know that they were going to be here right now. The other ones, they've got an opportunity. The Nationals have an opportunity that I quite frankly, I don't think that they expected to be where they are. I mean, everybody works, Wade, in sports to be in a championship, but this has got to be somewhat of a surprise, the run that they've been able to make to the playoffs.
No question. I think because of that, they don't have any pressure on them. You know, when I look at the situation, you look at the Astros, everybody's expected them to be here since day one. And then when you add the trades that they made, bringing in a Greinke, everyone expected, you know, the Astros were already the best team, and then they got better. And so they expected the Astros to be here. We've expected them to be here. And so what comes with that is pressure. Now, The Nationals, they don't have any of that. They started off the season terribly. They were like 19-30 or something, some crazy number like that. And so, but since then, they've been the best team in baseball. They've had the best record in baseball. And so you got to give them respect. The fact that they have the pitching that they have on that staff, that starting rotation, it's arguably better than the Astros starting rotation. And so, and we talked about it pre-show. Listen, this is the one sport where good defense – or a good pitching or a good defense. Normally in most sports, good offense beats good defense all the time. That's whether it's football, basketball. But in baseball, if you have a great pitching staff, it can dominate and it can nullify a great lineup. And so that's one thing that the Astros are facing going against the Washington Nationals.
Let me give you some numbers on the pitching matchup. Gerrit Cole, 3 postseason starts, 3-0, an 0-40 ERA. 0-40 ERA. He's given up one earned run in 22 and a third. He has 32 strikeouts in that span. Max Scherzer, not quite as good, but still unbelievable. 2-0, 3 postseason starts. He also pitched out of the bullpen in one of those games. 27 strikeouts in 20 innings. He has a 180 ERA. Here's Max Scherzer talking about going up against what could be the American League Cy Young and Gerrit Cole.
You just know you got to come out there and you're going to be throwing up zeros, and you got to try to match the intensity from the opponent. From your opponent, and Cole's had a terrific year, so obviously it's going to be one heck of a challenge.
Max Scherzer, the runner-up of the Cy Young last year, he won it in 2017, 2016. You know, we talked about the pitching rotations. Maybe they're even. You could give a slight edge to the Astros. It depends on who you ask. Maybe some give it a slight edge to the Nationals. But this pitching matchup tonight, who are you riding with, Gerrit Cole or Max Scherzer?
I'm riding with Cole. What I watched in Game 2 of the last series, man, 15 strikeouts, complete domination. What I've watched throughout definitely the second half of the season, I don't know exactly when he caught fire. I believe the last time he lost was May 22nd or maybe before. May 20, does that even make sense?
It doesn't make sense,
I mean,
it's true.
It's one of those where what I've seen over an extended period of time, so often, Wade, in today's world, we change with the tide, man. We you know, it's like last week Deshaun Watson was in MVP talk. You look at it right now, he's nowhere to be found. So often in pro sports, it's up and down, and it's a roller coaster ride because we base everything off such a small sample size. Gerrit Cole has left absolutely nothing to doubt in the sample size that he's given Houston and all of the nation relative to Major League Baseball. This guy's, what is it, 19 straight victories? His last outing, I guess that was the first time in 11 outings where he didn't have 10-plus strikeouts. Is that correct? I mean, you're talking about a guy that's given us every reason under the sun to tag him the most dominant pitcher in baseball and arguably one of the most dominant athletes in all of sports right now where we sit. I'm riding with Gerrit Cole.
I'll tell you what, if I had a pick between the two, I wouldn't. I would say it's going to be a wash. I think both of those guys in this game are going to end up going 7 or 8 innings, and I don't think they're going to give up more than a run, maybe two between the two of them. And so because of that, I'm going to call it a wash. I think the game is going to come down to the bullpens. And I think that, you know, a guy like Harris and a guy like Osuna, they're going to be the ones that are going to be the difference makers in game one. And I think it's going to be the same. The same is going to be said for both of the games or all of the games that Verlander and Cole pitched this World Series, because the matchups that they're going against, where you got Scherzer and you got Strasburg, both of those guys, to me, are equally as gifted. And so when you have two matchups like that, I'm just going to constantly say it, I think the pitching is going to be, it's going to wash each other out. And I think there's going to be things like who plays better defensively behind the pitching, who runs the bases the best, who gets that clutch hit when the bullpens come into the ball games. What happens in games 3, 4, 5 or 3 and 4 when the aces aren't on the mound? I think that's going to be the difference in this series.
Well, the one thing about the Astros is from a hitting standpoint, obviously they've slumped overall. They've been extremely clutch in big time moments and won games, but I don't believe that they've hit the ball as well as they thought they would, or as well as the expectations as our expectations were for them. I mean, here's the deal though: is I wonder how many times. Like not seeing the same pitcher, not having a starter go through the through the entire hitting lineup 3 or 4 times, not having that as part of your preparation or part of your game, and getting in a groove and really figuring a pitcher out when you're constantly getting your first at bat versus a reliever. I wonder how much that plays into the Astros' struggles at the plate. I think this is going to be a completely different series. For that reason, Wade, is you're going to see these guys are going to see the same pitcher. Unless they knock them off the mound, they're going to see the same pitcher 2 and 3 and maybe even 4 times. And I wonder how that changes the outcomes of games, the length of this series relative to the Astros hitters?
I definitely agree with your initial point saying that the fact that the Astros had to face such unorthodox pitching the last couple of series, because you got the Tampa Bay Rays that are throwing, you know, a pitcher out there every inning or inning and a half, and so you can't get into the groove with it. And then with the prowess of the Yankees bullpen and their willingness to go to them so quickly in ball games, like you said, you don't get an opportunity to figure a guy out. So that's going to play into this series, I think, somewhat. But I don't think it's going to be as significant as you may be feeling it might be, because I just think that the pitching for the Nationals is that good, man. They have just a damn good – they have an elite pitching staff. And so I think it's going to come down to the later innings. I think it's going to come down to the seventh and the eighth and the ninth innings. And in those situations, I'm definitely confident in the Astros, because they are the kings of clutch, man. This is clutch city, and they've shown time and time again that they will walk off and get victories in that manner. And so that's why I feel like the Astros will, and that's how they'll win game one.
Two walk-offs in the ALCS, battle of the bullpens. If it comes to that between the Astros and the Nationals, I think you would give the advantage to the Astros, where in the ALCS, you would give the advantage to the Yankees, although I'm not sure the Astros bullpen didn't outproduce the Yankees bullpen in the ALCS. Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, we're counting you down to game one from the corner of Congress and Crawford. We have some breaking news. We all saw the news about Brandon Taubman, the Astros' assistant general manager. Sports Illustrated reporting the story on Monday night that he went into the Astros clubhouse, said, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bad word. Glad we got Osuna." Said this about half a dozen times toward a small group. Sports Illustrated would write a story about it. Major League Baseball has issued a report today. Domestic violence is extraordinarily serious, and everyone in baseball must use care to not engage in any behavior, whether intentional or not, that can be construed as minimizing the egregiousness of an act of domestic violence. We became aware of this incident through the Sports Illustrated article. The Astros have disputed Sports Illustrated's characterization of the incident. MLB will interview those involved before commenting further.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.